Well, another year's come, and it's been a good one. Had a lot of trials, but it's been good. I can say that the Lord is truly good, and I know that all the trials that come are to grow us up. And this October, if the Lord wills, will be 12 years that Major and I have been on the field. And it's gone by so fast. It's gone by so fast, and I can say the Lord is good, and I have no regrets. And this past year, like I was saying, I've heard messages preached on, you know, if troubles haven't come yet, you know, get ready because they're going to come. And this year has been, had a lot of trying to see, you know, well, are you willing to stick? Are you willing to do this or that? I've found through the Word that, yeah, you can. If you just trust God, and it's not of our own strength. And I've been real thankful this year. It started off where we were having all kinds of problems with different things, and then I just, the verses started coming back to me, be thankful, and everything, be thankful. And I'm very thankful that for the husband that I have, for my three girls that I have. A lot of times God has used them to show me a lot of things and to humble me, and I'm very thankful for the family that He's given me, and also this church, that you guys are here, and if it wasn't for all of y'all here praying for us, it's been mentioned here, you know, we couldn't do it, and I'm very thankful for knowing every Wednesday night you guys are here praying for us, and praying for the works over there. I talked to a lot of people there from Salamanca, from the church, and they all ask questions. Well, what is it like? What do y'all do? What, you know, how many people is it? And tell them thank you. You know, that they sent you guys, and they're praying for y'all and for us. And they send their thanks. Looking back over this year and what the Lord's done in the church, it just amazes me that with all our failures and all our ups and downs and everything, that God still works. And then you can look back and say, it's not of us. It is not. And it's the Lord's doing. And one verse that's kind of been stuck to me this whole year is in Psalms. It's just a little phrase in there. It's Psalms 73. And the first part says, truly God is good to Israel. And I've been reading some other verses on God's mercy and that it's everlasting and just different verses, but this one's really stuck. Sometimes when I thought, no, this is too hard, this little phrase here has come back to me. Truly God is good. And others out there can't say it, and they have their trials too, just like we do, but they can't say this. They don't know the Lord. And as they do know the Lord, when the promise comes and all that, we can say God is good. And when the devil comes in and starts telling you, well, you know, if He's so good or so great, why are you going through this? Or, you know, look at this. Or even when the people there tell us, no, we can come back to God's Word and see that, yes, He is good. And another thing I wanted to share was one of our neighbors, she's a single mother with two teenagers, and one time I was there, and for a couple of weeks I'd been thinking, you know, what am I doing here, you know, and just these thoughts were coming through my head, well, if you weren't here, the work would go on better without you, and so forth, and anyway, this one day, we invited this lady over, and we started talking about the Lord, and when we moved into this house that we're in now, when the lady told us, yes, we'll rent it to you, I remember the first thing I thought was I looked at the house next door, and I thought, God, I want somebody from this house. And one of my daughters, Serena, made friends with this teenage girl. At that time, she was like 11 or so, 12, and she was always playing with her, and I remember always watching the mother come home from work, or from wherever she was coming from, and she just had no expression on her face, no joy, nothing, and I'd say hi to her, and she'd say hi, but she was always looking down, and I really got to wondering about her, and not really praying about her, but just her face. She just had no, like, she had no reason to live or didn't care to live. And then this young girl told Serena one night, she says, "I want to go with you guys to your church. I want to be whatever y'all are. And I want to be, you know, part of your religion." So Serena told her, "Well, we're not a religion. We're just Christians." She says, "Well, whatever it is, I want to be what you guys are." So she asked, you know, this was on a Friday. She asked, "Can I go to church with y'all?" So Serena came over and asked me, I said, "Yeah, tell her to come. We'll take her with us." So that Sunday, she went to church with us, and then she asked me after the meeting, can I bring my mom? "Yeah, bring her. Bring your brother, whoever you got, you know, bring him." So she invited her mother. The mother didn't show up, so the girl says, "Well, can I go with y'all Wednesday?" "It's okay." Yeah, so she came with us Wednesday, and the following Sunday, this was a week later, we were there at church with just the young girl there, and the mother showed up, and she stayed there, and she listened, and afterwards, Adrian talked to her for, I don't know how long, several times. She started coming with us to church, and Adrian kept telling her again and again, and then I talked to her, and Angie talked to her, and Roland talked to her, and we just kept telling her. So finally, she says, "Oh, now, yes, I understand what you're telling me." Well, anyway, this lady came to know the Lord, and we started noticing the change in her, in that she was able to smile now, and just the difference. And I've been very thankful for this lady, and she was giving me her testimony almost right before we came out, and she was talking about how her marriage had been before, and just sad, terrible life that she had. And then she got to the point where she didn't care to live anymore. And she just saw everything blank, no reason to go on. And she went and bought these pills. She had, I don't remember how many of them, 10 of them or something. She called up this doctor and asked him, you know, "If I take these, what will happen?" And he said, "Well, your heart will stop. You'll die, you know." And so she said, "Okay, thank you." I was getting ready to hang up. And the guy, as soon as he realized what it was she was asking, he was, "No, hold on, wait." And she just said, "No, bye." And hung up. And so she started thinking about taking these pills. And every night she would go and kiss her children goodnight. And tell them goodbye while they were asleep. And then she thought, well, she'd go to her room, get her glass of water and take the pills, pull them out. And for a couple of nights, the only thing that kept her back was she kept thinking about her children, you know. What's going to happen to them? They have no father and so forth. And then she got to the point where she didn't care about that. And she had them all out there, and she was ready to take them. And during this time when this was happening with her, was when her daughter asked Serena, you know, about going to church with us. And from the first Sunday that she went to the meetings with us, she said she put those pills aside. She got back home and put them aside. And she thought, well, maybe there is a reason for living, and I want to know. And when she told me her testimony, and she went on to say how the Lord now has filled her life with joy. Now she's a little bit different. She laughs and she jokes, and now she's got a desire to do what we're doing, to go out there and tell others. And she's gotten saved. Her daughter and her son have gotten saved. I'm just very thankful for them. I'm thankful that God put us right there in that house, right next to them. And I thought, after that, I was talking to Adrian about it, and I was telling him, and I thought, it's worth it. Whatever you have to lose here. And I had told her, I said, well, you were just plucked from the branches, from the plains, you know, and you were about to die and go to hell, and the Lord had his mercy. And I'm just very thankful that God has chosen to use me And with all my faults and failures and everything I have, that he decided, yes, I will use you. And missionaries, like it's been said, we're nothing. We're not no special people. Like Susan said last year, we're just doing what God has told us to do. It's no great thing. And I'm thankful that the Lord has chosen me.